Where do you go for comics new and old? Where do you see your favorite television and movie stars? And where do you go to see the best in cosplay? Wizard World Comic Con. Wizard World Comic Con offers live entertainment and gaming, comics new and old, cosplay, toys and memorabilia, and a chance to meet your favorite television and movie stars. For news, celebrity updates, and tickets to future shows, go to wizardworld.com. Don't feel like paying full price? No problem. Use promo code CANDAIR at checkout to get 10% off your tickets. So, where are you going to go for your pop culture fix? Wizard World Comic Con. Go to wizardworld.com for tickets.
Hi there, this is Mike Quinn, Nine Numb from Return of the Jedi, The Force Awakens, and The Last Jedi. You're listening to Canned Air Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Canned Air, your tribute to comics and pop culture. I am Jeremy Colley.
I am Jack Doherty.
And I'm Randy Hardenbrook.
And we are guestless today, people. We had a little bit of a scheduling tafu. I will take full blame for that. I was explaining to Randy, Jack, before you got here that I thought today was the 30th. I thought Monday was the 30th. But after looking at this Adult Swim calendar, I see that instead of it saying Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. No, it says Monday across the board. It's a hell calendar. Yeah. So it says every day is Monday. And I kind of made a mistake there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, my bad, but that guest is still in schedule for September. He assumed we meant September since the 30th actually falls on a Monday next in September. So
hey, it works.
Yeah, my bad. Schedule, I guess. That's a big my bad. But yeah, Wes, we have to flesh out the schedule. Yep. That's how I like to look at it. Cup half full, window open, right? All right, but we're still going to have a good show today. This past weekend, I got to go check out the Muppets. That's Traveling Jim Henson Museum that is at COSI, Center of Science in
the Columbus Organization of Science. I don't know.
I've just always heard it called COSI.
It's a big building of science, people. But yeah, they have an exhibit there for a short amount of time. Jim Henson Experience, I guess it was called. But it was cool. I expected much more. I have seen this exhibit before on YouTube, like in different locations. I don't know if it was a traveling one or a fixed one, but it had the same title, and some of the exhibits were the same as what I saw on YouTube. Just missing a lot of famous characters you would surely expect to see in something like this. But anyway, I took a lot of photos, and I do plan to put together another walkthrough tour like I did with the Star Wars Power costumes.
Oh, awesome.
I do plan to do that with this. I hope they like this as much. I think the Star Wars one will still probably reign supreme. It's kind of going to be the template for this one, but not nearly as much content.
One hour long.
We're maybe talking a 20-minute video, so it might be a little bit easier for people to swallow. But anyway, in light of that, my experience seeing that, we're talking not just Muppets, we're talking puppets.
Yes.
All throughout pop culture in any shape or fashion, which will be fun. Puppets, man.
Yeah, I'm excited. This could be a good one.
Yeah. Absolutely. A lot of different qualifying things I never thought about until I sat down to make this list. I was like, that definitely is a puppet, isn't it? So, interesting conversation ahead. And then what we're going to be doing, and Jack, I forgot to fill you in on this before we established this before you actually arrived. We're going to be moving from our talk about puppets and a game Randy has prepared for the end of the puppet conversation into a conversation about Jurassic Park. But that will then end the episode. And if you want to hear the end of the episode, the Jurassic Park section of the episode, that's going to be on Patreon.
I see where you went.
See what we're doing? Yep. Tricky little bastards, aren't we?
I was prepared. Well, you told me about that Randy had a game planned.
Yeah.
And then I figured that was going to be and recording, and then a whole nother recording of Patreon. So,
but I even have a crossover. I got some Jurassic Park puppet stuff we'll talk about in the Patreon.
Yeah, and I do too. We'll save that for the end after the game, and that'll be the segue into the conversation. This is going to be fun. It's going to be tricky, but it's going to be fun.
If you guys don't kill me after the game show.
Well, we'll see. Whoever has to put that damn thing in their mouth again. Like, yeah.
Is that the same one?
Oh, I cleaned it, I think.
I had washed it, too, so it's had a good twice over, Jack. If you have to wear it, you'll be good.
I think Jack's due this time. We'll see.
Oh, I think he should. I mean, I don't see why I should have to do it again. I mean,
I've been walking away a winner the past couple
yes,
times.
That's all, my wearing it has already been documented in the audio world. Jack's has not. So let's hope and pray that's the route we take. But before we do all that, don't forget to find us on Twitter at CannedAirPod and on Instagram at Canned_Air. And if you like what you're hearing, and hell, you want to hear the rest of this episode, go to patreon.com/CannedAirPod and become a patron. For $5 a month, you get access to our Canned Air Patreon pod, which... I just had mentioned this Patreon part of the episode we're doing, it being all Jurassic Park themed, that came at the request of a new patron. That's the kind of power you get, people. $5 a month, access to that monthly show, and influence on the show.
Power. We're giving you power. Use it.
If you're going to a Wizard World Con in the near future, use promo code CANDAIR at checkout. Get yourself a cool 10% off your ticket prices. Gentlemen, what am I forgetting?
Well, Wizard World's going to be in August. They're in Chicago, August 23rd through the 25th.
Chicago, that's a big one for us, promotion-wise. We need to really nail that one down, don't we?
That one's a big one.
That's a big one.
I don't think they've done Chicago, I don't think.
What?
Before, did they?
I think they did.
I know C2E2 goes there, but I don't think Wizard World went there.
I'm pretty sure they did.
I don't know why they wouldn't. It's a big
one. I'm pretty sure they did. But anyway, with that behind us, let's just kick it off with this week's Retro Roundtable.
Onto your butts.
Spared no expense.
Excellent.
All right, guys. Puppets from across pop culture. And again, I visited this. We might as well get the Muppets out of the way.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's first thing that comes to everybody's mind when you say puppet is a Muppet.
Yeah.
And again, that's what spurred this as having gone to the Jim Henson Experience. Thoughts on the Muppets, guys? I mean, Jack, as long as I've known you, we've always talked Muppets. It's something that we both grew up with. I think more so you than even me.
Yeah, I remember it somewhat. I think it was Sunday nights, like 8 o'clock when I was little. It was every week.
Yeah.
It was like the Simpsons of my childhood, I guess.
Gotcha. It's like the kids' variety show.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Never forget the Star Wars one when Mark Hamill was on there just running around being not really Luke, just some psycho.
Just goofy?
Yeah, he was super goofy.
Goofy Lukey? Yep.
Now, see, I came along a little bit later, so I grew up with like Muppet Treasure Island and the Muppet Christmas Carol and Muppet Babies. So I didn't really catch a lot of the actual Muppet show.
It was better on the Muppet Show, I think.
Oh, well.
Just because of the variety, I don't know. Maybe it's hard. It'd be hard to watch right now because it's like watching original SNL. The jokes.
Okay. Yeah, unless humor changes.
Know, yeah. Well, even just with the times of what's in the news, you don't really... It's harder to understand, I guess.
I can't even think of a great example, but I was watching a movie the other day. Actually, this has happened a few times, watching movies from the 90s, where you'll see something where you get it, but at the same time, it kind of throws you off kilter because it's humor that has not aged well at all.
Mm-hmm.
And while you get it, you're almost stopped in your tracks from the movie.
You got to think
about the fact that, like, man, no one's going to get that shit. You know, nobody's going to understand that. Like,
what's an 8-track?
And not even so much that. Like, I was... Lion King was on the other day, and the animated one, not the new one. And there was a part while Scar is singing his song where he just kind of looks at the camera and does this, like, over-the-shoulder kind of glamour glare into the camera really quick before he whisks away. And I was like... I remember seeing that in other movies around that in that era and shit, but I feel like something like that would be kind of lost on kids today. Like, why the fuck did he do that? It looks weird, you know? Maybe I'm wrong.
It was the end of the hair, the rock hair type thing was pretty much over, so...
Rock hair?
Yeah, like with poison
hair
and
bands.
Stuff like
that. Oh,
hair
yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, I forget where I was going with that tangent. Humor changes. Why was I going down that road?
Just with the difference between watching, like, the Muppet movies.
And the jokes might not have aged well.
Yes. Now, Muppet Babies was my entry point, I think, with the Muppets. I was definitely aware of the Muppets before the Muppet Babies, but that's what really introduced me to them. And that was a fun show. I enjoyed that show.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
I don't like
seriously.
It.
Yeah, it's. I think it's something to do with seeing their feet, seeing them because.
Wasn't expecting that.
Not just a foot thing. Just being able to see because you're watching them, you always see them from waist down walking around. Even in like the movies when you see Piggy and Kermit on the tandem bicycle.
Yes, yeah. I took video feet, of that at the thing.
It throws me off. I don't know because it's.
It's off-putting.
The way they move, you're just not used to seeing it, I guess. That's what it is. But then, always in the beginning of the Muppet Babies show, there was the scene of TIE fighters flying in Star Wars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Never saw that episode, ever. And that was, like, one of the Star Wars!
Yeah.
When I was a kid, and I never saw that.
I did. There was a Star Wars episode. Yeah. I promise you there was.
Yeah, it was pretty good, if I remember.
Yeah. I mean, they were all good for what they were. There was a Wizard of Oz one for sure, I remember. I remember one where they were afraid I think it was the Muppet Babies, that one of them had been sucked down the drain. And so they had a whole imaginary adventure where they had gone down the drain.
Like in the bathtub or something?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And I think Rugrats really capitalized on what Muppet Babies did.
Yeah, I was thinking the exact same thing.
Because, I mean, that show was almost the same thing, minus the Muppet copyright. You know, for these kids here, grown-ups talking, misinterpret it, go on this imaginary adventure that all takes place in the backyard. You know, everything happened in the Muppet Babies playroom.
Yeah,
right.
So it was fun. I liked how it. I don't know. It really the scope of imagination there.
Yeah,
I can see that just because all the stuff that they do when it's actually just in that room.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't think I had imagination that powerful when I was a kid.
It makes me think of my the playhouse my sister and I had growing up that sat at the back of our property. You know, it was just like a little 4-wall building, had a chalkboard in there, and just a cool little building that was anything you wanted it to be. Some days it was a just what it was, a house. Other days it was a rocket to the moon. You know, it was whatever you wanted it to be.
God, the shit you could do as a kid with a cardboard box, man.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah,
oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, have you guys seen the new version of the Muppet Babies?
I have, and it's even more appalling to watch.
I know.
There's a new one.
Yeah, it's all CG.
It's all CG. They got rid of Skeeter and Scooter and replaced it with this, like, penguin. My kids are watching, and I just walked away. I'm like, no.
That's too bad. No. I have not seen that, and I don't think I want to.
You're not missing much.
What was the last? We had seen, this has been years back, we didn't see the last Muppet movie. What was it, Muppets Most Wanted with Tina Fey? I mean, you already, like, have the ripped up my
Jason,
ticket and put Tina's face
Siegel fucking name
there. Jason Siegel, yeah. That was the last one that I saw most of it.
Now, that one we went to the theater for.
And Lois Lane, she was in it, too.
Yes, Amy Adams.
Yeah.
That was
a me party. It's one of her songs in it. She was in the diner and she was having the me party. She started singing on.
I enjoyed that movie. I like what it did. You know, like they were aware. They shined a light on the fact that we haven't been relevant for years. You know, they weren't just expecting you to roll with it. We're like, yeah, we get it. We're dusty as fuck. You know, let's try to.
The Muppets.
Yeah. Well, then, you know, bringing in new blood too with the whistling Muppet and shit. Did you see it?
No, I didn't.
Am I spoiling? You had your chance.
Yeah.
What
am I
talking about?
Fuck you, Randy.
But I enjoyed it. It was cool to see. Just to see them do what you would expect them to do. Because they always... I love how the Muppets have always been integrated into real life. You know, Kermit the Frog could be on Jay Leno just as much as George Clooney could
right.
be.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Right.
And that's been the norm. Or they can guest star. And it's too bad that show they had. Just the Muppets that was behind the scenes of the Piggy show. That was so good. I enjoyed that show.
The heck out of it, too, yeah.
And it just did not resonate. I don't understand that.
Piggy still had the same impact on me. I couldn't stand her. But you, like, loved to hate her pretty much because she was so full of herself all the time.
The thing is, when you're talking puppets, rather or not, I mean, especially the Muppets, whether or not you know what you're looking at or not, it obviously looks like it's geared toward kids. The people who made that show knew where their audience was.
Right.
Their audience isn't in the new kids. New kids don't know what the fucking Muppets are. You should have heard what I was overhearing at this exhibit. It was crazy. They walk up and they sell the Dark Crystal characters. They're like, are these from The Hobbits? Is this The Hobbit?
Oh, jeez.
I heard that multiple times. I think the other thing I had heard was there was a little kid standing in front of Grover and just asking his mom, who is this? Who is this?
Really?
Yeah.
Grover's not around anymore?
No, he is. Yeah. It's just, look at the saturation out there of material, especially now in the age of streaming. You know, right. when you're young, you have what? 5-6 channels to choose from before you had cable TV.
Yeah. If you're homesick, it's either that or the 700 Club.
And we all know we're not watching that. So, but now, you know, with streaming, I mean, you can watch anything you want, anytime you want, not to mention, you know, Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network, mm-hmm. things that just have media constantly. So, you know, Sesame Street in comparison to all that stuff nowadays with a young mind probably doesn't stand too much a chance.
Yeah.
I think Sesame Street nowadays is all Elmo, though, too.
Yeah.
He took that show.
There was not even a fucking Elmo at this exhibit.
That blows me away. That really blows me away.
I know. No Elmo. I know. I just wanted to see Big Bird more than anything. Mm. I not to even say I'm the biggest Big Bird fan, but I just would have loved to have seen, or if I don't know if they even would have shown the inside of the outfit with the monitor and like
that would be
how he hung his little script in there and just, you know, just for fun the other day, I tried to mimic him. I held one hand straight up here like this, and I tried to use this one, like just operating one arm, and tried to do them in conjunction. And it was one, nearly impossible to get the coordination down. But two, by the time I felt like I was making any kind of progress, my arm was turning losing feeling in my arm. Like, you have to have some mad respect for that guy.
Yeah.
Well, imagine doing, like, eyelids and mouth. Maybe even eyes back and forth.
And see, I was just flapping my hand like I was talking. You're right. Yeah, I would have had to use... Oh, see, no way.
Well, I mean, just think, dude had
to make a fat fucking paycheck.
Yeah, no kidding. But just imagine how hot it gets in there, too. Like, when I dressed up for Torgs as Mario, which I don't know if we ever posted that video or not, but...
I put the video of you walking around waving and stuff up.
Okay. Anyway, the 10 minutes I was in there, I was sweating like a freaking pig, man. And that was just walking.
Imagine those poor souls at Disneyland.
No.
Hard pass.
Yeah. Heat stroke. Thank you. But, yeah, I don't know. I just would have loved to have been indulged a little bit more by the Henson experience.
Yeah,
but I see it.
One experience I did have in 90... No, it would have been 2000. Year 2000, the band, my graduating class, the band went to Florida. We went to Disney, Universal, all that shit. And I believe it was at Epcot. You know, they had, like, Honey, I Shrunk the Audience and stuff like that. Well, there was also a Muppet Theater experience. It's long gone now. It's they got rid of it almost 15. It's been gone a long time. I don't know how long, but it was cool because you go in, you sit in the theater, and, you know, Kermit, like an actual Kermit, comes out from the curtain. He's like, hey, everybody, get seated. You know, the show's about to start. Yay! He does his shit, and there's a booth, like an Abe Lincoln booth, I guess, up there with the two Bobbing. Muppet critics up there are constantly back and forth, criticizing the show, criticizing the audience. At one point, what's the great big thing? Schnookums or
Sweetums?
Sweetums come.
The big bottom lip and bottom big point.
Came running through the crowd, audience.
Oh,
and
my
God. Being next to that thing was intimidating.
I bet.
He's scary looking.
I'm sure he's huge, too.
I probably would have decked him if he got too close, but no, it didn't come to that. But what a cool experience that was. I can't remember the 3D aspect of it too much now because it's been so long ago, but I will never forget Sweetums running his ass up and down the
aisle. That's awesome.
That was terrifying, for sure. Anything else on the Muppets before we move along, guys?
What did you guys think of the movies in general? Like, I had mentioned Treasure Island and... The Christmas Carol. Did you guys like those?
Honestly, the one we had just talked about with Jason Segel and Amy Adams, that's the really only one I've seen through. Like, I've seen bits and pieces of, like, Manhattan, Great Muppet Caper, and the first one, but never have I watched them all the way
Treasure
through.
Treasure Island.
No.
Oh,
is that the one with Tim Curry?
That is the one with Tim Curry, who plays Long John Silver.
Everybody tells me to watch it. I'll watch it.
Both of those, Christmas Carol and Muppet Treasure Island, were directed by Brian Henson after his dad died.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I think Christmas Carol was the first after Jim died that he directed.
What was his death? 91? I think.
Was it that long? I don't remember how long ago it was.
Very early 90s. 91, 92, I think it was.
Okay.
Wow, isn't that hard to believe?
Yeah. I won't spoil it for you then. You need to see Treasure Island.
No, go. It's okay. I've had my chance. Go ahead.
Yeah, just some of the characters in there. You know, obviously Tim Curry. The whole cabin fever bit always sticks out.
Anything with Tim Curry, you've won me over.
Yeah, absolutely.
Easily.
You've got me.
Now, have you seen A Christmas Carol? Muppet Christmas Carol?
Again, parts of it, but okay. I can't say it. Was Gonzo Jacob Marley?
No, Gonzo was like the narrator. Him and Rizzo were the narrators.
Okay.
And they had Michael Caine as Ebenezer Scrooge.
And who was Jacob Marley?
Actually, the two old guys did. It was Marley and Marley.
That's right.
So they did this whole... Dude, you gotta see it all the way through. But in my research, just kind of looking at stuff I didn't know about it, apparently George Carlin was originally pegged to play Ebenezer Scrooge in that.
Oh,
which, if he would have, that would have been a completely different movie.
Speaking of George Carlin, I just for the first time watched Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Oh, you'd never seen that before?
Pieces.
Okay.
Never front to back, but it was on Amazon, and I binged it one night, and it was so good. I had so much fun with it. I mean, it wasn't good, but I had a blast with it. You know, we've talked about the movies that don't age, and I sometimes fear those Muppet movies might be there for me. I do want to see Treasure Island because people have, other than you, raved about it.
With Tim Curry and Michael Caine and The Christmas Carol, like, you can sit down, like, the humor's still relevant. I mean,
I think age better than the other, like Manhattan, just because it was 80s in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Like, I tried to sit down. We have
hookers in Times Square and shit.
I tried to sit down with my kids and watch the Manhattan because they'd seen Treasure Island and Christmas Carol, and they lost interest about 10 minutes
in. Yeah.
Whereas they would sit through the entire movie on those other two.
You know what's funny? Bill and Ted again. I had so much fun with the first one. So last night or the night before, I can't remember which, I was like, time for Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. I had so much good with the first one. The second one's got to be good. No. I got 20 minutes in. I was like, fuck this. Yeah. Like,
evilesses.
It was so shitty. Like, I could not believe it was like calling itself a sequel. It was just incoherent. You know, it was
I don't even
a mess.
Station.
Yeah. I kept losing track of it, and I was like, okay.
Was George Carlin in the second one, too?
Yes.
Okay, I can't remember.
It's he was still Rufus.
Okay.
I never did see what happened to him, though, because in the beginning, like, the evil Bill and Ted are going through the time thing, and Rufus, he, like, grappling hooks a flying V guitar to the top of the thing, and it pulls him down through the time hole. But I never saw, like, him come out the other end. They're like, oh, yeah, he was lost in time, dude.
I don't remember much of that one because it was so bad. Death was just kind of stupid.
That's when I really checked out. Because, now they're dead? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What? Like, it didn't make sense at all. The first one had some sense behind it.
Yeah.
Anyway. Back to puppets.
Yes.
Back to puppets.
Before we finish with Muppets, who is your favorite Muppets? Muppet.
I mean, Kermit's low-hanging fruit. I gotta say, though, he's obviously one of my favorites. He's the most relatable guy, and I don't know. I think he's everybody kind of, you know, everybody can relate to him. He's probably one of the
most expressive, facial-wise, I think.
It's so funny, listening to all the different audio clips of Jim Henson talking, before, when I'd hear it, and it would catch my ear, before I would turn and see it was him, you'd swear it was just Kermit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know he is the voice of Kermit, but my point in saying that is that he didn't change up much for Kermit.
No, not a lot. Right.
So I think a lot of Jim himself was Kermit, and I think that's why that character is so big when he's just so small. You know what I mean? But aside from him, probably Animal.
And I don't know if, because my two favorite movies are The Treasure Island and The Christmas Carol, and because it was Brian, I don't know, because it seemed like in those Kermit took a backstage and it was more Gonzo and Rizzo.
Mm-hmm.
Those were always my favorite.
Really?
Just the interactions, just the, in Treasure Island where he is throwing the starfish, like ninja stars. Yeah. And just his banter with Rizzo the entire time in Christmas Carol.
I enjoy Gonzo. Gonzo, is that who you're talking about? Yeah, Gonzo is a good character.
Yeah.
He just sometimes can get a little old with the slapsticky jokes that you see a mile away. Sometimes they're a little heavy, And I really want to know if he's a chicken fucker or not. Like, it's really bugged me, like, from day one. Like, how he's really got a... really loves him chickens.
Yeah.
I mean, what? Where were they going with that?
No idea.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
I don't want to know.
All right. What about one more Muppet thing? I didn't get to say who I like.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The Swedish Chef, I think.
Okay.
He was someone else we expected to see. No Swedish Chef.
Not as popular as... I saw a meme the other day that said, shit just got real.
Yeah, with Gordon Ramsay. I saw Gordon Ramsay too.
And the Swedish Chef, and I was like, oh my God.
What do you mean? What was the meme implying?
Like, it was just like them,
against each other.
Oh my God.
Two chefs.
Yeah. I would see that cook-off.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That would be cool.
It would be just a bunch of mess. I don't know what would happen.
I want to see the Swedish fish. I want to see the Swedish chef, try and trash talk Gordon Ramsay.
Did you watch any of the newer Muppet show? Like the one that was like themed around The Office? There was an episode where they all went out to do karaoke after work. Swedish Chef did Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back.
Yeah. Oh, shut the fuck up. I'm going to have to check that out.
If you go like way back on our Instagram, there's a video of it, but yeah. I'm going to clip it in right here, sweet. I think. That show, again, was really good. But one Muppet special that I did watch a lot of was a Christmas special that I don't think it wasn't in theaters. It was like a TV movie. But it was all of the Muppets and all of the Fraggles. And all of Sesame Street characters were all snowed in at Fozzie's grandmother's house for Christmas.
I saw that or not.
Like Muppets fucking everywhere.
Like coming out of
like
the
an orgy?
Man.
Oh my God.
It could have been. If you would have had two more, it would have been an orgy. But what was Kermit's little nephew?
Robin.
That's right.
Kermit and Robin found a Fraggle hole in her basement. And they wander into the Fraggle Rock world. So then Kermit and Robin are singing with the Fraggles and they hang out. Then the Fraggles come back up to the house with them and everybody. Oh, the dog. Traveling Matt, help me.
Remember.
It's on the tip of my tongue. I'm about to stroke. I'm about to nosebleed.
I almost want to keep thinking Zero or Einstein. That wasn't it.
I'm trying to remember Bob Sally. Isn't it Mr. Traveling Matt or some shit like that?
Traveling Matt was one of the Fraggles' uncle. It wasn't the scientist that was outside.
The guy and his dog.
Yeah, I can't remember.
They show up too.
Oh my.
It's like everybody. Everybody's there. That's all I got. That's it. It was good. All right. We've nailed the Muppets down, I think, for about half the episode. That was pretty damn good. Yeah. All right. So what else we have? Puppet-wise. That's going to be hard to keep straight. Jack, you go next.
Two words? Three words. Not the mama.
Dinosaurs. Ooh. That was on my list, man.
How could it not be on your list?
That
show was so classy. It was pretty much the Honeymooners and Flintstones in dinosaur world.
How did they do that baby? How did they animate that baby? Because it was obviously something in there moving around. That wasn't animatronic. He was throwing shit. And
I don't know.
Had to have been like hands up the back. Maybe that's why it had a hunchback. Hands went up
the back. I think
it was
a regular two people. One person using like a left hand in the face and the head, and then someone else using the right hand.
That's intricate because there were times, unless they just maneuver the shot right, I need to watch that again because there were times they would be carrying that baby around and he's still moving like that.
That could have been whoever's in the bodysuit with an arm up in there. So
was that a Henson job? I didn't think it was.
I don't think so. It's a good job for not being Henson, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
ending sucked, though, to that show.
I never did see the ending. Oh, that was only, what, one season, maybe?
I don't remember.
Didn't make it two?
I never finished it either until I, like, read about it, but it was dark.
Yeah, we've talked about that on the show. Like, the last episode?
Yeah.
I think Jake brought that up. Okay. Or a guest did. Isn't it the apocalypse?
It's literally like the Ice Age, and they're just all huddled around, like, oh, well, I mean, we're going to be okay. Shit.
How could the dinosaurs really end without it actually being a meteor?
They could have ended the series before the apocalypse happened. Yeah, you know,
I guess they could have.
I mean, especially looking at their, but you know, that wasn't marketed for kids necessarily.
That was
a TGIF title.
That's true.
Was that TGIF?
Okay.
It started there. I don't think it stayed there.
No, I don't think so. Yeah,
but I don't think it did with adults. What was it, like two seasons, maybe three?
I think it was two. I want to say maybe two.
Something like that. I enjoyed the hell out of it. And yeah. I think I have dinosaur toys up here on the shelf somewhere.
I had the dad at one point.
I had a bunch of toys when I was younger. We had quite a few of them. I loved that show growing up. That was a good pick. I didn't even think of them. Randy, what you got?
So, little baby Randy, I probably was only about 3 or 4 at the time. I was into Nickelodeon a lot. I used to watch a show called Eureka's Castle.
I got that on my list.
Oh, yeah. Did you? Okay. Yeah. Oh, cool. Sweet. I'm glad I'm not the only one, because I tell people and they're like, what's that?
No, I definitely know what that was. Nickelodeon show, right?
Did you know who the head writer and co-creator is of
no.
that? R.L. Stine.
Really?
Yes.
Columbus native.
Yes.
That's right. So, he is, huh?
He is. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, for people who aren't familiar with that premise, it was basically like it was set in like a medieval type frame in like a giant's music box. And there was like,
is that what it was?
I think so.
I had only ever seen it here and there. I was maybe in like junior high when I ducked on my radar, but
I remember watching it a lot. I just don't remember a lot about it because I was so young. There was the witch. There was like a dragon. There was a bat. And
the witch, well, she was more of like a wizard, like a female wizard, I would say, than a witch. Like she had kind of like a Fantasia hat and robe, but. Yeah, they were very inviting-looking characters, and I remember the few times I'd seen it, it being a decent show.
Yeah,
again,
it was fun.
I think I aged out of it by the time I was seeing it, but yeah, it definitely popped up on my radar when we were talking puppets, because that dragon, I imagine, had to have been a very similar Big Bird kind of situation.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, he looked intricate.
Yeah.
I think I know the show you're talking about now.
You've probably seen it. I mean, like, images of it, but... Yeah. Yeah, it's funny because I believe like at the time it was popular and like how it just seems to have like blipped out of pop culture. Mm-hmm. You don't hear anyone talk anything about Eureka's Castle. The only times I've ever heard is when someone here brings it up. It's weird.
Yeah, that show was way too little for me.
It's Mandela effect stuff.
Yeah, there was another show later on that was a bear that was the Big Bird
type remember
of thing.
That. Now, that was another impressive puppet build there. I don't know how they did it, but it looked like a very similar kind of thing.
I know you had the same static arm that was always just kind of there curled up on the one side that
he
didn't
did?
Move. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, then it definitely was a Big Bird thing.
Man, setting the stage for how all big puppets come out.
Yeah, they retired Big Bird when he retired, right? Mm-hmm. Is Big Bird not on the show anymore, right?
I don't think. I think.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I thought I'd heard they were retiring.
Yeah, so it was a rerun my kids were watching the other day, but no, he's...
Hard to tell anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how do you tell? But anyway, I'm sorry, were you finished?
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Okay. What do I have? How about just ventriloquist dummies in general? I mean... The latest thing I saw was in Toy Story 4. I don't know, either of you guys seen yet?
No, not yet.
No.
One of the the villains in the show, kind of villain, is this little doll, talking doll in an antique store. And she has five or six of these ventriloquist dummies that are kind of her muscle.
Like in a gray suit and red bow tie type?
Yes.
Okay.
With flappy jaws, like very Twilight Zone looking.
Gotcha.
Hmm.
You know, there's another reference to the ventriloquist dummy, but there's a scene where Woody is trying to outrun them and he turns around, looks behind him, and you just see these like mindless, wide eyed, like flappy jaw things like chasing after him with their limp arms hanging. It was horrifying.
I can only imagine.
Wait till you see it. It was horrifying.
I think I saw like a trailer for it that had like a second of those
ventriloquist dummies. Horrifying. And wasn't there a Goosebumps, speaking of R.L. Stine,
yes,
Night of the Living Dummy.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my buddy's, one of my good friends growing up, his uncle, we were over at his house one day, and his uncle would have been a teenager in the 80s at this time. He had a ventriloquist dummy in his room, and just that thing scared the hell out of me. Now, mind you, typically a fear like that is built up by Twilight Zones and Toy Story 4s and stuff like that that are coming along to instill that. But at that age, I hadn't seen any of that.
So you were completely pure to the experience.
I was pure to the experience of a ventriloquist dummy, and it still frightened the fuck out of me. So there's something about them. The Hellspawn.
Is it just that type of dummy, or does like the Jeff Dunham type dummies with Peanut and
Walter?
Walter.
I know a lot of people like them, but I just do not fucking get Jeff Dunham. Like, why he's attractive to people? Like,
Infidel.
It does not resonate with me.
Doesn't last long. When I first saw him, it was hilarious. But then watching each series that comes out after it. Gets to be old. It's not funny. It's comedians, if you see them a lot, they're not funny anymore. It's just the same stuff over and over.
It baffles me he's gotten this far. It baffles me. But he's got a following. Mm-hmm. He's got a good following. And I'm not saying he's not funny. He probably is. It's just not for me at all. And I just don't get it.
That's fair.
The jalapeno on a stick, it got old pretty quick. It was funny at first, but yeah.
He was pretty good live. Julie and I saw him up in Cleveland. Oh, God.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were, like, diehard.
I'm not diehard. We just saw him because that was when he was first, like, came out.
Watch your text words carefully.
But it was when Achmed first came out and they were doing, like, the whole guitar guy. I don't know if you've seen
the skeleton?
Yeah, Achmed's the skeleton.
The terrorist mummy.
But he had like an opening act. They call him Guitar Guy. And it was like his banter with Achmed was pretty good. YouTube it. It's pretty awesome.
I'm not bashing this guy. I'm saying he's not funny. I want that to be clear, not only to you, but everybody. Again, it's just not my thing.
You feel the same way about that I feel about Jerry Seinfeld. I just don't...
Really? Man, get out.
Sorry.
Wow. Serious. There's the door now.
Then you'll never understand a quarter
of me. Been nice knowing you guys.
There's a quarter of me you will never understand, Randy. Yeah. Remember that.
Fair enough.
Jeff Dunham is master at his craft, though. He's good at what he does.
Didn't he start on like a America's Got Talent or something? Isn't that where he got his start at, or
like
something?
Star Search or something like that.
It was one of those kind of star shows because I happened to be watching the one he won because I was like, no fucking way, a ventriloquist. Was it him or is it not?
I just saw a special on Comedy Central.
If it wasn't him, there was another ventriloquist act.
It might have been because I think I've watched his. Biography on TV or something like that.
I mean, there's not a lot of them.
Mm-mm.
He's been around what?
He's been around a long time.
At least 10, 15 years, right?
It's been longer than that, easy.
Really? Yeah. Okay. But not that he's been mainstream.
Dunham.
Jeff Dunham.
Dunham. That's one of his jokes.
Dunham.
He was on the Tonight Show, so he's been around for at least that long.
Maybe it wasn't him. Wow, he was on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, so he's got some miles on him.
Oh, wow. A long time.
Wow.
That must have been like when he was, because he's not that old, so that must have been like right when he first started, right?
Probably.
I must be wrong. I definitely remember, though, there was somebody, I swear it was Ventriloquist that won one of those like America's Got Talent.
You're probably right.
I had always assumed it him, but it doesn't look like that's the case, though. So, but again... Funny dude, I'm sure. I'm sure of it. Whose pick was that? Was that you? Who was that?
I think that was you.
I didn't know you were talking about ventriloquist
dummies.
Oh, and then you mentioned Jeff Dunham.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're back to you then, Jack.
Shit, and I lost my whole train of thought of puppets.
I've got one.
Oh, no, I do have one. How about marionette puppets?
Ooh, marionettes.
With them brings to mind Team America.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. I'm so wrong.
Horrific sex scene they had.
That was so funny, though.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, my God, it was funny. Or when they dressed him up, like, to look Arabic, and he looked nothing of the sort. He just had pubic hair glued to his face. But, yeah, if you ever listen to those guys talk about that movie, they talk about how hellish it was. Like, it was almost worse than doing the original South Parks. Because, like, imagine trying to get marionettes to do exactly what you want for a whole fucking movie. Right. They're like, we had no idea what we were getting into.
And
we
were they had never so done far it before, over our heads. God.
And but it still came out damn good. I mean, based on what I saw.
I mean, we quote it all the time.
But yeah, it really made an impact on pop culture, pretty much. So
think
yeah.
about how hard that would be, though, a marionette puppet, because it's not so much just to hold that cross with the strings and move it. If I remember correctly, like, a professional marionette has to, like, wrap some of those strings around their fingers, to
control the mouth and eyes,
to control
and stuff,
the mouth, the eyes, the arm movement. You know, you have to. Moving that cross one way or the other is just going to make you slouch one way or the other.
That would move your feet up and down.
Think about that. Yeah, it's
I've seen videos of, like, street performers that are doing stuff that it didn't even look like a marionette puppet. It
looks real.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is nuts. It's freaking nuts. And I had even seen, you can probably find this on YouTube if you look. I don't know if it was in Japan. I mean, something like this probably was in Japan, where there was a marionette that was 2 stories tall that was all rigged up on big overhead cranes they were controlling, and having it walk down this big street, blinking eyes, moving mouth, waving at people.
Weren't there people that were, like, bouncing high on the cords and stuff to move pulleys and stuff like that?
I can't remember, but it was elaborate.
Yeah, I know. I've seen it. I think it's, like, in France or something like
that. It's an old video. I'm sure a lot of people have seen it, but if not, it's still got to be there. You should look it up, because it's... I mean, it's creepy, man. If you saw that thing walking down the street, I would just die where I stood. Like, no, thank
just
you.
Curl up and die. Oh, my
Godzilla,
God.
Godzilla, where are you?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch the show, was it the Fabulous Thunderbirds? That Team America was kind of based upon.
I saw that. The previews for it. I never actually saw.
Wait,
the show.
The Nickelodeon show?
No, it was 60s. I think it was. It was old, real
no.
old. But the puppet mastery, I guess, is pretty much right on par with Team America. So they did damn good for not knowing what
it
the hell they were.
It was a puppet show in the '60s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty much the same exact thing. I
it was
think
like
it was
sci-fi, 60s. Right?
Riding high on the Howdy Doody success, probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, well, I guess Howdy Doody was in color after a little while. Maybe not. But still.
Howdy Doody was what, late '50s, early '60s?
Yeah, something like that. Just before color.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, as good as the Fabulous Thunderbirds were at moving as marionettes, I think Team America blew them out of the water.
Oh, yeah.
And they had no idea.
When did color come around? 65, 66, something like that? I mean, it was the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's album that introduced color to the world,
was
right?
Oh, really?
I thought it was.
Sure.
Am I wrong?
It's all because of the Beatles, we can see in color.
Well, good segue. Speaking of bands, Genesis Land of Confusion music video.
Oh,
puppetry in that.
Oh, my God. That is an awesome pick, Randy.
Yeah.
Damn.
So, do you guys know the backstory behind that?
No.
So, Phil Collins there... Okay, let me back up. So, there was a British TV show called Spitting Image, and it was kind of like a Saturday Night Live type, like, they do mock people with puppets.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Collins saw that. And then he commissioned those guys to make the puppets for the music video.
They had a TV show not too long before that video came out that was it was like the presidents. It was the same kind of thing where they would just mock the presidents.
It might have been the same show.
It might have been, yeah. But yeah, I remember because it was the same art style and stuff from those puppets. So I remember that's why we love that video so much.
Yeah, it was a damn good video.
Yeah, it was, and to this day, just the way they look, just you can't, it entrances you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, how fucked up they look. I mean, they're just the most exaggerated caricatures of themselves.
Exactly, yeah.
Gotta love it, though. Gotta love it.
Just the gross stuff they would do, like the one that's sitting there while Phil Collins is standing there singing and the phone booth, and the one sitting there pulling his tongue out, and then he puts, like, ketchup and mustard on it, and then a bun, and he starts eating it.
They actually won a Grammy for that music video.
Did they? I remember that, yeah.
I believe it. Absolutely. What about, and I know this is very in vogue right now, with the new Tom Hanks film coming out, what was the Mr. Rogers film, what's it called? I can't recall
something about neighbor.
Yeah,
won't you be my neighbor?
Maybe that's what it is. That sounds about right. Something welcome to my neighborhood or something like that. I don't remember. Irrelevant. Speaking of Mr. Rogers.
That was my next one, too.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we're on this. Maybe we're going to be harping on the same thing here. Because I certainly mean no disrespect to Mr. Rogers or what he has going on. But those puppets creeped the fuck out of me.
They did.
They were creepy.
Especially the Calico Cat one.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Any of them. Yeah. Because they, one, were just like straight up like fucking socks with buttons for eyes kind of things. I mean, they were a little more elaborate than that. But you know what I mean? They're not these, well, they're no Big Bird by any stretch of the imagination. And typically the people who were voicing them were very just not interested in bringing a character forward. Like, you were getting like just a raw voice. Like,
I think some of them were actually Mr. Rogers himself. I know the King was.
Well, whoever typically was on the other end when Mr. Rogers was there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't know. They just were kind of creepy. They just were really creepy. If I were at home and those things like started coming out on the shelf talking to me, I would have shit my pants. Like, it would have destroyed me.
Well, the puppetry wasn't always that great because like their head would just be like kind of like, I don't know, maybe they didn't have monitors they could see exactly the way
it was straight up
standing.
Like two like fingers in the head and then your pinky and thumb were the arms. That's straight, that was the mechanic.
Like, it didn't fit right, so the head would just be kind of cocked to one side.
Yes.
And be like, yes, Mr. Rogers.
I could be totally wrong, but I think that might have had a lot to do with it was PBS and public funding, and they didn't have a lot, so they were trying
I'm sure you're right.
Totally, yeah.
I'm sure you're right, but that doesn't mean no scarring didn't happen, right?
Yeah, sorry.
There are side effects from everything. but yeah, man, when that train would go into that little puppet world, like
it's a trolley.
Oh, pardon me. When the trolley would go into the puppet world, like I didn't like it. I didn't like
check
it.
Out. Change.
I wouldn't check out. I just my attention would divert because again they creeped me out. They were just creepy. They were creepy.
There's a kind of the owl. He kind of creeped me out. One of the cats.
The cats creep me out, yeah.
Because he would, like, substitute every other word for meow.
Yeah.
And that, yeah, there's something about that that just didn't sit right, I think.
I'll see that in hell someday.
Yeah.
I think. That's what I equate that to. But, yeah, that's my pick.
Did you hear the memes about Mr. Rogers?
Oh, no.
So, Captain America, Steve Rogers, after he was unfrozen and retired, he started a low-budget PBS TV show called Mr. Rogers.
That's
I like it, actually.
The meme shows like Captain America and then Old Cap from Infinity War.
They should just put Old Cap's face on him changing his shoes. Like
Saturday Night Live needs to jump all over that.
I'm sure they haven't. If they haven't already. Then.
Speaking of SNL.
Shoot, Tom Hanks might be a guest doing that.
Oh, soon. No doubt. But, yeah. I mean, with SNL and Mr. Rogers, come on. Eddie Murphy and Mr. Robinson's neighborhood.
Yeah.
This is how you answer the door in my neighborhood, boys and girls. Who is it?
It's Mr. Landlord.
Yeah. We're going to be exiting through the window today, boys and girls. There was just an episode of comedians in cars getting coffee. Jerry Seinfeld show.
Okay.
Sorry, Randy, we're going to have to sit this part out.
Sorry, I'm just.
But no, he had Eddie Murphy on, and that dude is just priceless. And he, how to best put this, like Troy Aikman is with a football, or like Jimi Hendrix is with a guitar.
Okay, that makes it. That-
Eddie Murphy.
I like that analogy better.
Eddie Murphy is with the word shit.
Oh, easily, yes.
Yeah. He, that is his word.
Mm-hmm.
He's the Bob Ross of shit.
He really is. I mean, he just says it a few times and I'm on the fucking floor.
Yeah.
The fucking floor. Like, Jerry at one point made a comment saying, they were just driving down the road and he goes, you ever see a movie poster with somebody just smiling real big on it and their movie just isn't doing much in the box office? And he starts laughing and he looks directly in the camera. He goes, yeah, they're all like, ah. And he's like beaming with his hands up and he's like, he holds that smile. He goes, you have that smile, your movie ain't doing shit. Just like, you had to be there, I guess. But it had me falling all over myself. And it was in that moment and the rest through the rest of that episode that I realized that. Like, he... I can't explain it, but the way he uses that word...
It's an art form.
...is an art form, no doubt.
That's why I don't think his movies that weren't PG-13, at least, didn't do as well, I think, because he couldn't say it as many times.
When he went Family Man, it just didn't work.
Yeah.
Haunted Mansion and shit for me.
I think that's why Donkey was kind of so annoying in the Shrek movies after a little while, because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe he wanted to try something new. I get it.
I would get it, too.
But, yeah, I mean, he says his favorite thing is just doing nothing. But he says one day he's going to make... Yeah,
shit.
But says he is going to make a comeback sometime, which I sure hope he does, because we need more of that comedic, you know, adult grade Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Anyway. I bet you didn't put another leather suit on and do another Eddie Murphy Raw.
You know, I don't think the suit will make Raw. Like, that suit did not age well.
But he's supposed to be releasing another R-rated, like, stand-up, isn't he, on Netflix?
I don't know.
I mean, he was saying something about doing something soon, so okay. I don't know.
Wouldn't be surprised with Netflix, with their comedy stuff.
And if it's that, it's probably going to go through Brian Volk-Weiss, too.
Nope.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be amazing.
I'm not even going to say it out loud because it's so... Yeah. All right, where are we? Randy, you have a game.
I do have a game, gentlemen. All right, so you guys remember a few episodes back, we did the mouthpiece and you had to sing.
How could we fucking forget?
I don't remember that one.
No? Okay, well...
Who had to sing?
Here's what we're going to do. And you guys have already named a couple of these, so this might fall a little flat, but we're going to play a game called Sesame Street... Muppets or Fraggles. I've got 9 puppets from those.
Okay.
And you guys are gonna, you know, tell me if which one of those three it's from.
Okay.
And the one that has the most points at the end. It's not a time thing, but the one that...
No, is this like you're gonna throw a name out and like whoever answers first?
No, you can both say it, and just whoever has most points at the end wins, and the loser gets to sing a song that I've pre-chosen.
Okay.
God, what's the song?
I'm sure you won't have to worry about it.
Yeah. All right.
He's like, yeah, you arrogant bastard. No,
that's not what I meant, man.
Gentlemen, are you ready?
Yep. Ready.
All right. Statler.
Muppets.
Fraggle.
It was Muppets. That's one of the old guys.
That's one of the old guys, yeah.
Fuck you.
Okay, so...
I'd think about it for a second. I didn't want to blurt it.
The Yip Yips.
Sesame Street.
I'm going to say Sesame Street, too.
It is Sesame Street.
Yep.
Come on, Jeremy.
Yep,
Jack always wins these. Counting on you, man.
Those things are creepy as shit.
What did I say during this fucking episode? All right.
You guys already said this, so you're both going to get it, but Traveling Matt.
Fraggle
Rock.
Okay.
Give it to me, goddammit.
Hey, Jack's only ahead by one so far. Waldorf.
Fraggle.
Muppets.
Muppets, it's the other old guy.
The other old guy.
Fuck them old guys.
Barkley.
Give me the mouthpiece.
Don't come up, man.
Sesame Street, Rock? I'm guessing.
No!
Yeah, Sesame Street. Yes.
Boom!
I'll See? Take that as
this,
a miss.
This may be the comeback here.
Damn, Barkley, I totally forgot about that stupid dog.
Forgetful Jones.
I'm called that daily.
Forgetful Jones. I'd have to say Sesame Street.
Yeah, same.
Yep, Sesame Street.
So I don't recognize that from either of the other two.
And you guys are both going to get this one. Sweetums.
Muppets.
Okay, two left, and Jack's ahead by one. Large Marvin.
That's Fraggle Rock.
What's it matter at this point? He's already answered.
It was Fraggle. Ma Gorg.
Just give it to me. Just give it to me.
Fraggle Rock.
Yep. All right. Sorry, Jeremy.
What the fuck are we singing?
Would you kindly pull up the Rubber Ducky theme song on YouTube?
God. Oh my God.
Rubber Ducky, you're the one.
You make that time lock of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm a fond of you.
I really don't know the words, though, other than those first few lines. Yeah.
There's one, if you look, I See Nelly. I believe. If you search Rubber Ducky theme song with lyrics, it should be like the second one. And you can sing along to the bouncing ball, my friend. Jeremy, one of these days
we're gonna how to kick a dude in the balls on a Monday, don't you?
One of these days we'll have to collaborate, make sure Jack loses one.
It could have been today, Randy. We were here before him. It could have been today, but it wasn't. Yeah,
just feeding them answers. Sure. I thought it'd be Muppets theme song or something like that.
This thing is moist.
I washed it out with mouthwash before.
I dunked it in the toilet when I got here.
If it's minty fresh.
All right, rubber ducky.
There's like a 30-second pause before it gets going, so.
Well, here I am in my W again. In my W.
I hate you, Randy.
Who?
And I
duck
myself,
I
wash cloth to wash myself. And I've got my nifty scrub brush to help me scrub my back. And I've got a big fluffy towel.
This is how I learned to wash myself.
Is it?
But there's one other thing that makes tubby time the very best time.
Tubby time?
Tubby time.
And do you know what that is?
I don't.
It's a very special friend of mine. My very favorite little pal.
Well, my girlfriend has one of those.
Really?
Oh,
wait a minute.
Ducky, you're the one. You like that? I lost this one. Hello, Ducky, I love you. There's no lyric from the screen.
You clicked the wrong one.
Ducky, you're the one. How hard this is going to be. All right, I'm ending this right here. That's got to be good enough.
Yeah, you're good. Okay. Thanks for playing, Jeremy.
What a good sport.
Last time. Make a new consequence.
Oh,
I will not put that in my mouth again. Gross.
Does it hurt?
No. No. I just don't like it. All right. Well, with that, I think we can start a segue now, right?
Yes, we can.
One puppet thing we didn't talk about were all the amazing puppets that brought the dinosaurs to life in Jurassic Park.
Yeah. And the Velociraptor getting smacked on the ass.
Come again?
Well, you just have to wait and find out on the Patreon episode.
I know what you're talking about, but yeah, we've actually talked about that on the regular show before, but we'll save it this time. But before we do, like, draw that line in the sand where free content ends and paid begins, one I have to mention, which I've mentioned on the show before, is the T-Rex in general. The T-Rex from the movie, the part of the film where the Jeeps, you know, the kids are in the Jeep, that is a puppet. That is a puppet. That is the best looking special effects that have ever been done, ever, if you ask
CGI
me.
CGI done the right way. I believe you guys had said before.
CGI used to like fill in the gaps. Right. Like, because obviously this thing was like built on like a truck or a crane So it didn't have actual like moving legs. The legs were CG'd in later. But again, it's not focal point stuff. You're looking at those big gnarly teeth. You're looking at those little beady eyes. It was horrifying. It worked so well. All right, so I guess this is where the free content ends. This might be sloppy, people. This is the first time we're trying this. But a recording, the regular and Patreon is one big episode, cutting it in half. And then if you want to hear the rest of the episode, well, you have to go to Patreon for $5 a month. You can become a patron and get access to our monthly Patreon pod where actually the topic of Jurassic Park is, you know, going to be the rest of this episode and going to be the Patreon pod for this month. All at the request of our newest patrons. So again, not only do you get those episodes, but you get that kind of power along with them. So for $5 a month, you can hear the rest of this. And we hope to see you all on the other side. But if not, Jack, what do we have on the website?
Go to CandairPodcast.com, where you can see show highlights, guest info, listen to the show, follow us on all our social media. Check out some of the videos from our YouTube page, buy some merch, become a patron. And if you'd like to be a guest and promote your work, send us an email on our contacts page.
And don't forget to find us on Twitter, once again, at CandairPod, and on Instagram at Cand_Air. Typically, if there's any visuals to go along with what we're talking about, that's where we try to get them. So if, I don't know, anything Adult Swim has sent us, or just images of the Muppets we're talking about, that'll probably be up with this episode. You know, you can go there and check it out, and just see what we're up to. Or say hey. You can say hey to us that way as well. We're very open. We want to hear from you. What else am I forgetting?
So, regardless of what you're listening to us on, whether it's Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever, let us know how we're doing. Leave us a like, leave us a review, and we'll read it when we can.
There you have it. Wrapped up in a nice little package. If you're going to a Wizard World Con in the future, Canned Air in the promo box at checkout. Cool 10% off your ticket prices. And I think that's going to do it for this episode. So until next time, I am Jeremy Colley.
I'm Jack Doherty.
And I'm Randy Hardenbrook.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
We'll be right back. coffee back here?
Dreams? Those were nightmares.
It's time to get things started
on the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational, motivational. This is what we call the Muppet Show.
Oh, a dog. Hi, puppy. Nice puppy. Oh, no.
Don't run. It'll only make things worse.
Mutt!
Remember, you never want to approach a stray dog, especially one that's foaming at the mouth. Get away from the animal as quickly as you can and tell a grown-up. And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
Velociraptor getting smacked on the ass.
Come again?
You've got questions, we've got answers. Business leadership, ownership, and sales can be challenging. Tune into the Accelerate Your Business Growth podcast to learn from the world's experts. Join me, your host, Diane Helbig, as I chat with people who have expertise in various areas of business. You'll enjoy the lively conversations that are focused on providing you with the ideas, tips, and suggestions you need to realize greater success. Get what you need for your business when you need it from the people who have the answers. Accelerate Your Business Growth is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network and is available on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.